The Reluctant Dome by Timber Dalton, Chapter 7. Seth groaned when he rolled over. His arm and shoulder nearly felt dead. Between assembling and moving the shelving units, then the whip practice, he was in serious fucking pain. It was nearly 8 o'clock. Fortunately, he hurt too bad to wake up Horny. He suspected he couldn't have done anything about it anyway, unless he managed it southpaw. He didn't bother closing the bathroom door all the way. Sure enough, Leah showed up a few minutes after he climbed under the hot spray.
Is it safe?
You'd better have Tylenol with that coffee.
I do.
When he realized she'd left, he stuck his head out of the shower. Yes, there were two capsules laying on the counter next to his mug.
Damn.
When he finished, he heard her outside the bathroom again.
Is it safe?
He wrapped a towel around his hips. I guess. She pushed the door all the way open.
Go lay down. Let me work on your shoulder.
He wasn't going to argue. She'd left the bedroom door open, which actually made him feel better. Less like they were doing something they shouldn't be doing, which was stupid, because they were doing exactly what Caden wanted them to do. It didn't make Seth feel any better. Whatever she used to rub him with smelled like mint and burned like hell, at first, before warming up, and then cooling off. And it felt wonderful when combined with her talented fingers. Fuck. There was his Woody, making a late appearance. At least he was lying on his stomach and she couldn't see it. He heard Caden in the doorway. You alive in there? Yeah, you're trying to kill me, all right. He leaned against the doorway and laughed. The more you practice, the less it hurts. You should work up to 4 or more times a week, about an hour each. At that point, you'll be in good shape. Leah finished and patted Seth between the shoulders.
All done. That'll help. Let me do it again at lunch. Between that and the Tylenol, it'll be okay. I'll get breakfast ready.
It did feel a little better. He waited until he heard the door close to move. He was alone. It was tempting to roll over and jerk off, but he didn't want to get caught in the act. He still had his dignity, at least.
Son of a bitch! Seth hopped around and rubbed his inner thigh where the whip had stung him, even through his jeans. Missed his balls by mere inches.
Leah sat off to the side.
You tensed on the swing.
He'd learned not only did he have to master throwing the damn thing, but that there were different ways to throw it. In addition, depending on the type of whip and length, still more differences. He glared at her and rubbed the sore place, then tried again. Every time he nailed himself with the fucking thing, it made him tense even worse on the next throw. This time, however, he managed to hit the target, even though the throw was low and to the left.
Can't I just shoot you in the ass with paintball pellets? Those fuckers hurt. I'm an expert marksman with firearms. I could turn your ass red, green, blue, whatever the fuck color you wanted.
She laughed, not just a giggle, but a deep, pants-wetting, full-out belly laugh. It made him smile. This was the old Leah. Once she recovered, she giggled and shook her head.
You've had enough practice for tonight, I guess.
They'd been at it for 30 minutes. That, for now, seemed to be his limit. Caden had gone inside to take a nap after dinner, leaving Leah to help Seth. Seth wasn't sure if Caden really needed the nap, or was just being a sneaky fucking bastard. He suspected the latter. Later that night, Seth lay in bed and thought about Leah's laugh. If he could at least make her laugh like that every day, it would be worth most of this. Well, worth everything but losing Caden in the process. As Seth suspected, Monday morning Leah snuck in with his coffee after he'd started the shower, but he still stood, shaving and dressed in his boxers at the counter. She smiled and handed him the mug.
Dang.
Seth shook his head and laughed. He almost had a normal day. The mental heartbeat. Caden's dying. didn't drive him to his knees like it had been. Leah was a little upset when he admitted he would go through the Golden Arches for lunch. He consoled her by agreeing that she could pack him lunch the next day. Caden went into work. He returned home a little after Seth did that afternoon, then called Seth into the study and closed the door. "Why the confab?" Caden held up a folder of papers. Seth's stomach lurched. "I don't want her overhearing. She seems to be doing better today. She knows this has to happen. I don't need to rub her face in it." Seth felt a little sick, signing the paperwork. Caden tried to get Seth to read it all and waved him away. "Let's just sign them and get it over with, dude. Like you said, we don't have to think about it." "It'll come over later tonight and notarize them for us." "How much does he know?" "I told him about my cancer. He has to know." No. Seth nervously licked his lips. "About the other stuff." Caden shrugged. "I told him most of the stuff. I was honest that I'm working to get you and Leah together. I want him to know that up front so he can help you out. After." And there was that fucking word again. God damn how he hated it. Tuesday was almost normal. Seth got up and walked straight out to the kitchen for his coffee before Leah could bring it to him. She pursed her lips, then laughed. "Cheater." But she smiled. The new deep lines etched around her eyes saddened him. At least he could do this, make her laugh. Wednesday she got the upper hand, sneaking in before he'd even got out of bed. Either Leah or Caden worked with him every night with a single tail. He was starting to get the hang of basic throws, but his aim still sucked, and he had yet to make one pop loudly. He heard them in the playroom late Tuesday night, but the door was closed, and he didn't feel he should intrude. Caden had already said they were going to skip the club this week because of the private class they were teaching on Saturday at Tony's house. Caden and Seth started playing their guitars together every night, usually before dinner. Sometimes Leah would sit with them, with her head against Caden's knee, and either her hand or her foot touching Seth's foot. Thursday afternoon, when Seth returned home from his class, he rode with Leah to the doctor. "Gee, Mom, you don't have to go in with me," he playfully groused. She laughed. That became his personal secret mission through all the crazy bullshit, to try and make her laugh, hard, at least once a day. He was even growing used to seeing her in the long t-shirt at home without springing a boner every time she walked into the room. Leah went in with him anyway. She explained their situation to the doctor, who was also Caden's primary physician. It was strange to Seth that the doctor didn't bat an eye. When he left the room for a moment to get the nurse to come draw blood and other specimens, Leah seemed to read Seth's look. "He's a friend," she said. "Loan out a ladder kind of friend, or loan out a riding crop kind of friend?" She laughed again. "Dang, 2 in 1 day. Maybe he could go for that hat trick." The second. For the more embarrassing part of the exam, Leah did turn around and not peek. He sensed her amusement, though. After they were through and standing at the checkout desk, he poked her in the arm. "You got entirely too much enjoyment out of that." She smiled and winked. "Girls gotta have fun where she can." While the receptionist was running Leah's credit card, Seth leaned close and whispered in Leah's ear, "Just be thankful I'm not in full dom mode yet, hun." She gasped, blushed, and met his eyes. Spying his playful smile, she laughed again. "Ah, hat trick." Friday afternoon, Seth beat Caden home. Leah spent some time with Seth, trying to explain to him what would happen at the class on Saturday. "There's going to be 12 students, all couples." She led Seth to the playroom. He nervously eyed the wall of implements as she tried to explain the basics and terminology. "Why do I need to know all of this for tomorrow? Can't I just follow along with the class and learn with them?" Her eyes twinkled. It was the happiest he'd seen her look since this all started. "Because you're helping Caden with a demonstration." "A what? No, Leah. Please." Her eyes went wide, big green jewels in the middle of her face.
Aw, fuck. No puppy dog eyes. You're not playing fair.
Early on, years ago, she'd learned that he was a sucker for the look. She never hesitated to mercilessly skewer him with it to get her way.
Please, Seth. You're not fucking playing fair.
She added a pout and dropped her voice a little.
Please.
He closed his eyes.
Fuck. That is so not fair. Thank you.
She continued the lesson. Thud versus Sting, floggers versus cats, crops and quirts, and bats, oh my. Singletails came in different flavors, from Australian to signal to snake whips and even more. Canes and birches, straps. He neared information overload. By the time Caden got home, Seth knew much of the basics, whether he wanted to or not. Seth wasn't sure he wanted to go, but knew he had to. He bypassed Leah's attempt to catch him in the shower by getting up early Saturday morning and rolling the lawn tractor out of the garage. He'd already put his foot down and insisted on doing those kinds of chores around the house. He was a third of the way through the front yard when she walked outside with a playful smile on her face and carrying a travel mug. He pulled up to her and shut the tractor off. She wore a long t-shirt, the heavier collar, and a pair of sandals. Since the house couldn't be seen from the road, there was little chance of anyone else catching sight of her.
"You're sneaky," she said.
He stuck his tongue out at her and accepted the mug of coffee. "Grass to mow and all that. I want to study a little bit for my finals before y'all put me through the ringer and fry my brain tonight." She looked like she wanted to say something. He finally asked, "What?"
"Besides the obvious, are you happy here?"
His heart twisted. Or was it his gut? He'd managed to make it through most of the morning without thinking about after.
"Yeah, I wish it was under better circumstances, though. Besides the obvious, are you happy to have me here? Honestly?"
She nodded and looked up at him, her voice soft.
"Yes."
She leaned in and kissed his cheek, then turned and hurried back into the house.
Fuck.
He started the tractor and went back to mowing the yard while he tried to sort out his conflicting swirl of emotions.
Looks can be deceiving. Tony lived east of Sarasota on 5 acres, a few streets off of Bee Ridge Road, east of I-75.
The community was comprised mostly of larger homes, on several acres of land each, many with horses or cattle or both grazing in pastures. They arrived an hour before class was to start. Tony invited them into his home. With Seth's nerves stretched to the limit, he mostly stayed silent and observed. Tony's house was tastefully decorated, but nothing unusual to indicate a dom lived there. It was the large garage workshop where the differences became apparent. He had his own personal dungeon, 3 times larger than the playroom at Caden's home, with more equipment. Some of the items Seth wasn't sure he wanted to know their purpose, but he was relieved to learn the evening's class would be limited to basics. Leah jokingly referred to it as the Impact 101 class. It also surprised him to learn Leah wouldn't be totally stripping for this class the way that she had in the club or at home.
"Why is that?" he asked.
It startled him to realize he was a little relieved. He knew she wasn't wearing underwear because she'd taken great pains to flash him several times at the house. Somehow the thought of people seeing more of her than they had to up close and personal in an intimate setting twisted his stomach in an unpleasant way.
"It's a class, not a scene."
Seth mulled that over. "Confused you again, didn't I?" He nodded. Her smile faded with concentration as she tried to figure out how to explain it. She turned to face him and dropped her voice so the other 2 men couldn't hear.
"This isn't a session for me, although frankly I'll enjoy it.
What we do when we seen, whether in private or public, it's different. It's for us. Us, including you too. It's not for anyone else, even though in public others see it happening. Does that make sense?
Not really.
She leaned so close he felt her breath against his cheek when she softly spoke. I belong only to Master and Sir, no one else. I enjoy teaching others about the lifestyle. When Master and Sir are seen with me in public, I'm only focused on what they tell me. No one else. No one else exists. This is different, because it's a class, and I'll be participating and giving my input. I'll enjoy it, but I'm hoping later tonight that Sir will take what he learns here and practice in private with me.
She stepped back, watching his eyes. Seth's throat had gone dry. His cock stiffened, painfully throbbing in his pants.
I belong only to Master and Sir.
Fuck.
Before the students arrived, Caden sent Leah to the bathroom and turned to Seth. His eyes playfully gleamed.
What did she say to you earlier?
Huh?
She said something to you, while Tony and I were talking.
Admittedly, Seth was still in shock.
She explained why this is different from a scene.
And?
Seth reddened.
Well, Cade wanted honesty. He'd get it.
She was telling me she belonged to Master and Sir, and hoped I'd practice with her later.
Caden grinned.
Great. Well, not too great. She's getting pushy and borderline bratty. We need to have a talk with her about that.
Huh?
That's almost topping from the bottom.
Seth closed his eyes and quietly swore.
I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Caden laughed and clapped him on the shoulder.
I'll explain later.
He leaned in closer, his face momentarily sad.
But it's okay. This is good, buddy. Seriously. It's keeping her mind off other things. Having you around has been really good for her. I knew you would be.
Caden's dying.
Seth didn't want to think about that tonight. He wasn't sure he'd enjoy what he was about to learn, but
damn well sure knew it was a more pleasant subject than the alternative.
Seth and Caden wore black jeans and dark button-up shirts. Their students were dressed in a wide variety of attire, from vanilla street clothes to one guy who was sub to a dom, and he wore nothing more than a leather harness around his crotch.
Hell of a wedgie.
Caden introduced himself, Leah, and Seth, and briefly explained ground rules for the class, including that while unlike in a normal scene, students were welcome to gather close to watch, but they were not allowed to touch Leah. Also, that for the duration of the class, students were only allowed to touch the partner that they were taking the class with. There was also to be no bodily fluid exchanges, something Seth was still trying to wrap his head around. To learn that a group of activities he'd always thought were centered around sex were usually not sexual in nature still blew his mind. He thought that was the whole point. He had a lot to learn. Caden had tried to explain it to him while Seth helped him pack equipment for the class. There's a difference between getting someone off and getting it on with each other. There's a bunch of legal issues. I mean, you can't allow public sex, and most pro-dominants for hire won't perform sexual services.
Dude, what do you call what you did to her at the club?
That's different.
I couldn't, in a situation like that, drop my pants and fuck her. I mean, if we were at home or at a small private party somewhere, sure, but not in a public scene. Never. I mean, some people might do that, but I won't. Most places don't allow it anyway.
Well, isn't it sex if someone comes?
Caden smiled.
Not necessarily. That's incidental.
You guys are fucking killing me.
Seth gave up trying to understand the technicalities. He could wrap his head around it on a health and safety basis, but he knew it would take a while to fully comprehend what Caden tried to explain. Seth nervously stood to the side while Caden gave the first part of his lecture, explaining the different implements, why they differed from each other, how to use them, safety issues. Then he turned to Leah and nodded. She hiked her skirt up over her hips and lay down on what Seth now knew was called a spanking horse. He'd softened a little during Caden's talk. The sight of her twin pale cheeks exposed like that instantly hardened his cock again. Fuck. Caden's smile took on a mischievous twist. He handed Seth a soft leather flogger. Let's start with the easiest one first. He turned to the class. Remember, you'll all develop your own style and routine. I personally like to go through a warm-up. It makes the experience, in our case, more satisfying. Seth nervously stared at the flogger in his hand, then at Leah's ass. He didn't want to whip her. He wanted to fuck her. Caden looked at Seth again and nodded. Go ahead, Seth. Leah looked over her shoulder at him, a playful grin on her face. Anytime, Seth. Caden had already warned Seth he wouldn't be putting Leah in formal mode for this, wanting her to stay mostly out of subspace. Another term Seth didn't quite understand yet. Seth took a deep breath and swung. At least it was easier to use, and not nearly as frightening as the single tail. Leah didn't flinch. Caden nodded. I'd see another 9 at least. He turned to the class and started talking to them, explaining why it was important to have some sort of warm-up routine and how it related to subspace. Seth finished the set, feeling marginally more comfortable, but his cock throbbed in a nearly painful way. You okay, Leah? He asked. She winked at him. Fine and dandy. Next came a paddle. Caden took the first 2 demonstration swats with it, scaring the crap out of Seth with how loudly it sounded when he smacked her. Leah not only enjoyed it, she wiggled her hips at him. Caden handed the paddle off to Seth, finished with another 8. Seth numbly nodded. After the first 2, Leah looked back at him and dropped her voice so only Seth could hear. Swap me like you mean it, sweetie. Fuck. He added more force to his swing. By the time he finished, her ass was red and she squirmed on the bench. Not counting the night at the club or the initial session he witnessed at the house that first night, it was the weirdest experience of Seth's life. When they left Tony's and headed for home a little after 10, Leah was happily stretched out in the back seat with a content smile on her face. Caden hadn't let her climax during the class. Seth had a feeling she would get a hell of a good fucking when they got home. Seth was also harder than he thought he'd ever been in his entire life. Cade looked at him. You okay? Yeah. That was fun, Leah said from the back seat. I can't wait to get home. Caden glanced at her in the rearview mirror. Don't get pushy, love. You're treading into bratty territory. Leah dropped her voice. Sorry, master. But when Seth glanced over his shoulder, he noticed she wore a playful smirk. Caden spotted it, too. You could easily spend the rest of the weekend tied to the bed with a vibrator up you, and not a single orgasm in sight. Seth swallowed hard. Holy fuck. Leah leaned forward between the seats, apparently genuinely sorry now. I'll behave, master. I promise. She looked at Seth. Did you have fun? He dumbly nodded. What the hell else could he do or say? Is Master going to let Sir practice on me more tonight? Caden looked at Seth, noticed his expression, and waved her back into her seat. That's for me and Sir to discuss. None of your business, love. Behave. When they returned home, Caden helped Leah out of the car and whispered something to her. She nodded and immediately disappeared into the house. Caden grabbed the duffel bag from the trunk. Well?
Well what?
Caden grinned.
Ready to help reward a good girl for her assistance tonight?
Seth's cock screamed, Fuck yes! And tried to drag him into the house. However, his mind and conscience hadn't yet reconciled the situation. Seth shook his head. I don't think I'm ready for that yet, he hoarsely said. Caden hesitated before he closed the trunk, His face clouded. She'll be disappointed.
I know. Tell her I'm sorry.
Caden waited for a moment before starting for the front door. You coming in?
In a little while. I need some air.
When he was alone, he squatted in the driveway, head between his knees, and took a few deep breaths. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck! After 20 minutes, he felt steady enough to walk again and went inside. Both the master bedroom and playroom doors were shut. Where would they be? He heard a sharp crack. Playroom. Part of him wanted to go join them, take pleasure in making her squirm and reddening her ass. It was something she enjoyed. Something to, for a little while at least, take her mind off. After. Yet he felt guilty. This should be Caden's time with her, time alone with her. He didn't have much time left. Seth knew he could have his time after. He poured himself a stiff drink and took it to his bedroom. Then he turned on the TV and pulled the pillow over his head and tried to get the image of Leah's sweetly red and delightfully dancing ass out of his mind.